With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.
Welcome to Lottery Cast. We are jumping headfirst into what has been just an absolutely incredible week in the lottery world.
Incredible is the word. I mean, we are talking about life-altering money, not just in one place, but all across the globe.
Right. It feels like every time you looked at the news, a jackpot was hitting some historic new level. We're talking massive, massive numbers.
It's a global phenomenon. We've got a nearly $1 billion win in the United States, another $500 million still up for grabs. And these huge must-be-won draws happening overseas. It's really a wild time.
Absolutely. So today we're going to break it all down for you. We're going to unpack that monumental Mega Millions win that finally happened in Georgia.
And we'll get into the Powerball, which is still climbing and creating a huge chase.
And we're heading over to Europe to talk about the Euro Millions surge and some really, really surprising stories of luck from New Zealand all the way to a very controversial winner in the UK.
We've sifted through all the data, the winning numbers, the winner stories, and we're just going to pull out the most interesting bits, the finances, the odds, and of course, the human drama behind it all.
Before we get into that Georgia win, which is just a staggering story, we want to thank the sponsor of today's show, LotteryCast.com.
LotteryCast.com is fantastic. It's a safe and secure website where you can actually buy official lottery tickets online.
Yeah, for the world's biggest lotteries, all from your own home.
And you're not just limited to what's in your state or country. You can play for those huge jackpots everywhere.
That's the best part. And all the drawings and your winnings, they're monitored automatically by the lotter. So you don't have to worry about, you know, losing that little piece of paper.
Right. No more checking the numbers yourself or worrying you missed a claim deadline. It's all handled for you. So head over to LotteryCast.com now to play.
Okay, let's dive into the story that really capped off the week in the U.S.
The Mega Millions monster.
It finally happened. Friday, November 14th, 2025. After what felt like an eternity, that jackpot was claimed.
It was. And the number was just monumental. A single ticket won an estimated $980 million.
I saw some report saying $983 million.
Yeah, there were a few different figures floating around, but either way, it's officially the eighth largest jackpot in Mega Millions history. Just massive.
And when you see that huge number, $980 million, that's the annuity prize, right?
Yeah.
Paid out over 30 years.
That's the headline number. But the one the winner is really looking at, the one that matters right now, is the cash value.
I know.
A lump sum of $452.2 million.
Wow.
But, and this is the big, but that's before taxes.
Right. That's the part we always have to stress.
Yeah.
So let's break that down. What does that actually look like for a winner in Georgia?
Okay. So right off the top, the IRS mandates a 24% federal withholding.
So just like that, poof.
Just like that. You're losing about $108.5 million before you've even had breakfast.
That is painful.
And that's just the mandatory withholding. It's not the final tax bill. Come tax time, since you're now in the absolute highest income bracket, you're going to owe the rest of the top marginal rate, which is around 37%.
So you're paying another 13% on top of what they already took.
Exactly. So that $452 million is really closer to maybe $285 million after the federal government takes its full share.
And Georgia has a state tax too, right?
They do. It's around 5.75%. So you can see how that $980 million headline shrinks really, really fast. It's why the first call you make is to a tax attorney.
Still, for the state of Georgia, this is just pure history. The biggest jackpot ever won there.
Oh, by a long shot. It blows their old record out of the water. I think that was a Powerball prize back in 2024 for around $478 million.
But wasn't that one split?
It was. It was split two ways. So this Mega Millions win is the single biggest lottery payout in Georgia's history. Truly one of a kind.
Let's get to the winning ticket itself. We know the numbers were 1, 8, 11, 12, 57, and the Mega Ball was 7. Where did it come from?
It was sold at a public supermarket in a town called Noonan, which is about 40 miles southwest of Atlanta.
And the craziest part?
It was a quick geek pick.
A randomly generated ticket. All those people with their lucky numbers and systems, and it's a computer that spits out the winner.
Happens all the time. It proves that it's just pure random luck. There's no secret to it.
Now, the reason this jackpot got so enormous was the streak leading up to it. This thing just kept rolling and rolling.
It ended a 40-drawing streak without a jackpot winner. That is an all-time record for Mega Millions.
40 drawings. What was the old record?
It was 37, set back in January of 2021. So this drought, this long run, is what pushed the prize into that near billion-dollar territory.
So what's the psychology there? As the jackpot gets bigger, more people play, which should make it more likely to be won, right?
That's the paradox, yeah. The odds for your individual ticket never change. They're always 1 in 300, 2.5 million. But as the jackpot grows, ticket sales explode.
So you get lottery fever.
Exactly. And when hundreds of millions of tickets are being sold for a single drawing, the mathematical probability that someone will hit it goes way up. It also increases the probability of a split jackpot, which makes this single winner in Noonan even more remarkable.
And we should mention, all those tickets sold during that 40-drawing run, they're not just lost money.
Mm.
In Georgia, that revenue goes somewhere important.
That's right. It supports the state's HOPE and pre-K programs, so every ticket contributes to education funding.
Okay, before we move on to Powerball, we have to talk about the other winners. Because it wasn't just the one jackpot ticket.
No, not at all. There was a huge secondary winner in Michigan, matched all five white balls.
Which is normally $1 million?
Normally. But this person played the Megaplier. It was a 3x multiplier that night.
So they turned $1 million into...
$3 million.
For one extra dollar on the ticket. That is a dollar well spent.
The best dollar they ever spent, probably. And New Jersey had a good night, too. Three big winners there.
For their prizes.
They matched four numbers plus the Mega Ball. The base prize is $10,000. One ticket had that same 3x multiplier, so they got $30,000.
And the other two.
The multiplier was 2x for them, so they each walked away with $20,000. Decent money that can make a real difference for someone.
And with that, the Mega Millions resets. Back down to a mere $50 million for the next drawing.
Pocket change, right. But all the attention, all that lottery fever, it just immediately shifts over to the other big game.
The pendulum swings right to Powerball.
Which is on a serious roll of its own.
The chase is definitely on. The next drawing for Powerball on Monday is for an estimated $570 million.
And again, we look at that all-important cash value, which is sitting at about $266.9 million. That's the number to focus on.
And that's because the Saturday drawing didn't have a winner. The numbers were 6, 7, 12, 47, 53, the Powerball was 21, and the Power Play was a very nice 4X.
And we have to just, you know, constantly put this in perspective. The odds of winning that jackpot are 1 in 292,201,338.
It's just an astronomical number.
It really is. It helps you understand why these jackpots can grow so large for so long.
But again, let's talk about the wins that happen much more often. The second-tier prizes. And California had a really interesting night.
Yeah, California was interesting. Two tickets there matched the five white balls, but not the Powerball.
So they should get $1 million each, right?
You'd think so, but they each won a very specific amount, $609,497.
Wait, why is so specific? Why isn't it a flat million?
This is a great question. It's because California's lottery operates on what's called a pari-mutuel system for its non-jackpot prizes.
Pari-mutuel.
Oh, what does that mean?
It means the prize amounts aren't fixed. Instead, a portion of the ticket sales for that drawing is put into a prize pool for each level. That pool is then divided equally among all the winners at that level.
Ah, I get it. So because a ton of people were playing in California, the prize pool for that second prize was big, but it had to be split between those two winners. Exactly. If only one person had won, their prize would have been over $1.2 million. If 10 people had won, it would have been much smaller. It all depends on ticket sales and the number of winners in the state.
That's a really important detail to know if you're playing there.
It is. Now, back in the world of fixed prizes, New Jersey had another good run.
They're always so lucky.
It seems that way sometimes. They had three tickets that won the standard $50,000 prize for matching four white balls and the Powerball.
And the odds on that are still tough, but way more achievable.
About 1 in 913,000. Still a long shot, but it happens all the time. We see a lot of those $50,000 winners in states like Indiana, too.
And while we're talking about other games, the Ohio Classic Lotto is getting up there.
It is. It's at $10.6 million. The odds there are about 1 in 14 million. It almost feels doable compared to Powerball.
It's all relative, I guess.
Mm.
So let's just circle back to that $570 million Powerball. The cash is $266.9 million. The tax situation is just as brutal as with Mega Millions, right?
It's identical at the federal level. You've got the 24% withholding, so about $64 million gone instantly. Then you'll owe the rest to get up to that 37% bracket.
So you're left with, what, about $168 million after federal taxes?
Roughly, yes. But the big variable with Powerball is the state tax, because it's played almost everywhere.
And that's where the location of the win becomes so critical.
Absolutely. If you win in a state with no income tax, like Florida or Texas or Washington, that $168 million is pretty much what you take home.
But if you're unlucky enough to win in a high tax state like New York,
you could lose another 10% or more to state and city taxes. It makes a huge difference. It's why your first three calls are to an attorney, a CPA, and a financial advisor, in that order.
And there's always that debate, annuity versus the lump sum. Why do so many people take the smaller lump sum?
It really comes down to control. The annuity is safer, for sure. It's a guaranteed massive income for 30 years. It protects you from yourself, in a way.
But the lump sum?
The lump sum gives you all the capital right now. The theory is, if you have a good investment team, you can make that money grow faster than the fixed rate of the annuity. It's taking a risk to potentially end up with much more in the long run.
A gamble on top of your gamble.
That's a perfect way to put it.
Okay, let's leave the U.S. for a bit and head across the Atlantic, because Europe is having its own lottery mania right now.
They really are. And it's all being driven by the Euro Millions.
The Euro Millions jackpot is just, it's soaring. There was no winner on Friday, so the jackpot for Tuesday's draw is now an estimated 119 million.
119 million pounds. That is a colossal amount of money. If a UK player wins that, it would be the single largest win of the entire year for them.
And where would that rank all time?
It would be the 11th biggest national lottery winner in UK history. The stakes are incredibly high over there.
And while that big one is rolling, the UK's own national lotto just had a pretty big giveaway.
It did. On Saturday, they had one of their special must-be-won draws.
And one ticket holder got very lucky.
Very lucky indeed. They scooped the whole 15 million lotto jackpot. The winning numbers were 09, 11, 27, 44, 48, 52, and the bonus was 25.
So explain what must be won means in the UK system. Is it similar to what we see elsewhere?
It is, yeah. If no one matches all six numbers to win the top prize, the entire jackpot amount rolls down and is shared by the players in the lower prize tiers. So people who matched three, four, or five numbers get a much bigger prize than usual.
But in this case, someone did match all six.
Someone did. So they took the whole 15 million, and the lotto jackpot now resets to a more modest 2 million pounds.
What about the other UK games, like Thunderball?
No one hit the top prize of £500,000, but six players did get £5,000 each, which is still a very nice win.
Now, here's the part of the story that always just baffles me. The unclaimed prize.
I know. It's maddening. Somewhere in Hertfordshire, there is a ticket with £1 million that is still unclaimed.
£1 million. Just sitting there. How does this happen? Do people just throw these tickets away?
I think it's usually less dramatic. They buy a ticket while they're traveling for work, stick it in a glove box, and forget about it. Or it falls behind the sofa. The lottery does a ton of publicity to find the winner, but sometimes the deadline just passes. An expensive mistake.
Now let's shift to a really different kind of lottery. The People's Postcode Lottery, which is all about community wins.
The PPL is a brilliant model. It makes winning a shared experience. And the big story this week comes from a place called Heathfield in East Sussex.
This is where a whole postcode, TN218AP, shared a £1 million prize.
That's right. And the stories of the winners are just incredible. So moving.
Let's start with John Fearman, a 62-year-old plumber.
John's story is just perfect. He won 333,333 thrill. He found out when the prize crew showed up on his lunch break.
His plans for the money were so practical.
So down to earth. He wants to replace his old work van, finally get a classic car he's always wanted, and get a new bathroom.
Which is pretty funny for a plumber.
He admitted it was a bit embarrassing, but beyond that, he wants to travel. Vietnam and New Zealand are on his list.
And the craziest part of his story is the timing.
Oh, this is the kicker. He said he was literally planning to cancel his subscription last month. He just figured he'd never win.
He almost gave up on a third of £1 million.
Almost. The only reason he kept playing was because he knew the money supported good causes.
And his neighbor, Angela West, she also won, and her story is one of incredible resilience.
Angela also won 333,333 times. Her story is, it's just heartbreaking. She's a survivor of stage 3 breast cancer.
And she lost her husband.
Yeah, she lost her husband to pancreatic cancer back in 2020. Her quote was just so powerful. She said, "I've had a lot of bad luck in my life, but this is something good at last."
Wow. That just, if it gives you chills. It feels like the universe balancing the scales for her a little bit.
It really does. She said she'd only ever won a few tenors before. Her plan now is to go to Thailand with her partner and just enjoy life while she can.
These postcode wins feel so different. It's not just about one person getting rich. It's about a community experiencing this joy together.
And that's built into the system.
Yeah.
The PPO requires that at least 33% of all ticket sales go directly to charities and good causes.
And that adds up, I imagine.
It adds up to over $1.1 billion in funding to date. So when you play, you know a big chunk of your money is going straight back into the community.
That's a great model. Okay, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're heading to New Zealand for a historic jackpot split, and then we'll tackle the very thorny story of a UK millionaire who some say never should have won at all.
But first, a quick reminder that this look at global lotteries is brought to you by LotteryCast.com.
If you're listening to all this and want to try your luck on the Euro Millions or the Powerball, LotteryCast.com is the easiest way to do it. It's safe, it's secure, and you can buy official tickets for lotteries all over the world.
And remember, they have automatic monitoring from the lotter, so you never, ever miss a win. Check it out now at LotteryCast.com.
And now for our most important message. We are talking about gambling, and it's essential to play responsibly.
Absolutely. This is entertainment. You should never play with more money than you can afford to lose. It should always be part of your entertainment budget.
If you or anyone you know is struggling, there is help available. You can call the National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700.
Or if you're in New York, you can call the Hope Line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. Please, play responsibly.
All right, let's continue our trip around the world of lottery wins.
And we're starting down under in New Zealand, which just had a massive historic draw.
This was the biggest in their history, a $55 million Powerball jackpot, and it was another must-be-won draw. The entire country was buzzing.
Well, because it was a must-be-won and sales were so high, a split was pretty likely. And that's what happened.
So the $55 million was split how many ways?
It was a three-way split. So three very lucky winners each took home $18.3 million.
And they were spread out all over the country.
Yep. Winning tickets were in Kawerau, Christchurch, and Auckland. And to give you an idea of the frenzy, over 1 million tickets were sold for that one draw.
And the experts basically predicted this outcome.
They did. One statistician estimated there was only about a 30% chance of a single winner, just based on the sheer volume of tickets being played. It was much more likely to be split.
What's really interesting is the advice that came from past winners to these new millionaires.
It was so insightful. The winners of a previous $50 million jackpot told them to, quote, "Make sure you're confident in the team you build around you."
A team. So lawyers, financial advisors.
Exactly. But they also said not to let the money change who you are, which is probably the hardest advice to follow. It highlights that shock of sudden wealth.
Okay, let's hop over to Australia. Any big wins there?
A nice, clean win in Western Australia. One player took home a $1 million top prize in the Millionaire Medley draw. A good day for them.
Now let's go to South Africa, because their lottery system has some really unique features.
It's fascinating. Their daily lotto jackpot was around R300,000, which isn't a huge amount. But the structure is what's important. The jackpot prize money is guaranteed to be given away every single draw.
How does that work?
If nobody matches all five numbers to win the top prize, the money automatically rolls down to the next prize division, so it gets shared among people who matched four numbers, or three. There's a guaranteed distribution of the main prize fund every single time.
That's a great feature. But the other thing they do is what really stands out, the winner support.
This is truly amazing. In South Africa, if you win R50,000 or more, which is not a life-changing amount, you automatically receive free trauma counseling.
Trauma counseling.
Yes, from professional psychologists. And you also get mandatory financial advice. They recognize that even a relatively small windfall can be incredibly disruptive and stressful for people.
And the winnings are tax-free.
All winnings are paid completely tax-free. It's an incredibly supportive, welfare-focused model. They're not just handing you a check and saying good luck.
It really acknowledges that sudden wealth is a huge psychological event, not just a financial one.
It really does. It's a stark contrast to the U.S. system.
And a quick look at Asia and Canada to round things out.
Sure. In the Philippines, one person won the Lotto 642 jackpot, which was worth about P5.94 million. And up in Canada, a man from the Sudbury area named Patrick Brown won nearly $79,000 on a Lotto 649 draw. So, wins of all sizes all over the world.
All right, now for our next segment, we have to talk about the human element. We heard about Angela West, who felt like her luck was deserved after so much hardship.
Now we go to the complete opposite end of the spectrum, the ultimate test of the idea that luck is random and amoral. We have to talk about Daniel Wright.
This story is just, it's unbelievable. Daniel Wright won £1 million tax-free for the UK's Millionaire Maker draw a couple of years ago.
And Daniel Wright was not just some guy with a minor criminal record. A judge once called him a committed football hooligan.
He was a leader in a violent mob they called the Ointment.
Yeah, the name implied their victims would need medical ointment after they were done with them. It's just grim.
His criminal record is long. Multiple jail sentences for violent clashes, multiple football banning orders. This is a guy with a serious history of violence.
And then one day he wins £1 million. And his reaction to it was just pure, unfiltered honesty.
He called himself a lucky BD.
He did. And then he said something that just gets to the very heart of what a lottery is. He said, "Life isn't fair. If life was fair, everyone would get what they deserve."
Wow. That is a worldview for sure. It's a complete rejection of the idea of karma or merit.
And he's not wrong in the context of the lottery. He said he actually checked the rules beforehand, and Camelot, the operator, has no rules against paying out convicted criminals.
So the money is completely detached from your moral character.
Completely. As long as you have the valid winning ticket, they are contractually obligated to pay you.
So what did he do with the money? Did it change him?
Well, it changed his circumstances. He moved 80 miles away to a nicer area, bought a new house for £250,000 outright, invested in some rental properties for income.
And he bought himself a toy.
He bought the thing he always wanted, a 40,000-pound Rolex.
But it seems like the money didn't fix the underlying issues. He got in trouble again, didn't he?
He did. This is the fascinating part. He admitted to a stupid moment where he got banned from driving for speeding in his new 40,000-pound Golf GTI.
So even with £1 million in the bank, he couldn't control that impulse.
It just shows you money solves money problems. It doesn't solve behavioral problems. The same thrill-seeking impulse that drove his hooliganism just found a new high-speed outlet. He even admitted he misses the fighting.
And now his ambition is to become the chairman of his football club.
Yeah, he wrote a novel, and his ultimate dream is to be the chairman of Bradford City. It's an incredible story.
So this raises a huge ethical question. If lotteries are set up to do good funding education, supporting charities, should they have the right to deny a prize to someone with a history like his?
It's the central tension of the whole system. But the answer, legally, is no. The lottery is a contract. You buy a ticket, you have a chance to win. If your ticket wins, the contract must be honored.
So the system has to be amoral, to be fair.
In a way, yes. If operators started making moral judgments about who deserves to win, it would open a legal and ethical Pandora's box. Who gets to decide? So the randomness, the amorality, is its legal shield. Daniel Wright is just the price of a purely random system.
That tension between the luck of one person and the good of the system is a perfect way to get into our final segment, the business behind the jackpots.
Because these lotteries are massive economic engines that do, in fact, create a lot of public good.
We mentioned Georgia using its funds for Hope and pre-K. Let's look at Virginia. The Virginia Lottery had record revenue of over $5.7 billion last year.
An incredible number. And of that, $901 million went directly to support K-12 public education in the state.
That's a huge amount of money for schools, yeah. Generated voluntarily.
It is, but what's really interesting is how the leadership there is thinking beyond just funding education. The CEO, Khalid Jones, is using the lottery's business operations as a force for economic equity.
How so?
He looked at the lottery's spending, the money they pay for advertising, technology services, and realized it wasn't being distributed equitably.
So he set a target.
A very specific one. He wants $43 million of the lottery's procurement budget to go to what are called SWAM businesses.
SWAM.
Small, women-owned, and minority-owned businesses. He's actively trying to ensure the economic benefit of the lottery's operations reaches a wider, more diverse group of entrepreneurs.
And this isn't just about general fairness. He identified a very specific gap in their own industry.
This is the key insight. Jones pointed out that Virginia runs the biggest digital lottery platform in the country, but they had zero Black-led or Black-owned companies providing the actual games. So he's actively seeking out those providers to bring different voices and perspectives into the creation of the games themselves. It's about diversifying the supply chain and the content.
And this focus is really important when you look at the demographics of who actually plays the lottery.
It's the unavoidable context. A lot of research shows that Black communities spend significantly more on lottery tickets, both in total dollars and as a percentage of their income.
So the thinking is, if that community is disproportionately funding the lottery's revenue,
then the lottery has an obligation to ensure its business practices are reinvesting in that same community. It's about more than just funding schools. It's about creating business opportunities.
It's a really complex balance, isn't it? You have to promote responsible gaming because of that disproportionate spending.
But at the same time, you can use this massive economic machine to intentionally redistribute wealth and opportunity in a way that goes far beyond just one jackpot winner. It's a really modern, holistic way of looking at a lottery's role in society.
It's no longer just about the big shiny number. It's about the total impact of every dollar spent.
Exactly.
What a week. It's just been a whirlwind. We saw Georgia finally get its nearly $1 billion Mega Millions winner.
We're still watching the Powerball climb to $570 million with all the crazy tax math that comes with it.
We saw that historic three-way split in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And we're watching that massive 119 million chase in Europe.
And we talked about the human side. The deeply needed luck for someone like Angela West versus the purely random, controversial luck of Daniel Wright, who proved the lottery doesn't care who you are.
The big takeaway for me is just how these games, these huge economic forces, funding education, and now intentionally driving business to minority communities.
It proves that true luck can show up in a lot of different ways. It can be a random, quick pick ticket that changes one life, or it can be a procurement policy that changes a community. The real final thought for you to consider is this. The hardest part isn't winning the money. It's managing the massive psychological shock of what comes next. Something that, you know, South Africa is already trying to solve for its winners.
That is definitely something to think about. If you want to get in on any of this action yourself, remember you can play the biggest lotteries in the world from home.
Just head over to lotterycast.com. You can buy official tickets safely and let the lotter handle all the monitoring for you.
Thank you for joining us on LotteryCast. We'll be back soon with more stories of unbelievable luck and life-altering wins.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.